Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Today we will be continuing with our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom answers these questions.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
A second passage comes to my mind for another principle that is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 through 4. There we see the charge that the apostle is giving to young Timothy, and this is the Holy Spirit of God's words as they are to be given word for word by the Holy Spirit of God. He says, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing in his kingdom. And just stop there for a moment. Let me say that this charge is very important because it's going to be called into an account because it's before God and the Lord Jesus Christ who will judge the quick, the living, and the dead at his appearing in kingdom. He says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Now, what is it you reprove and rebuke? Well, you reprove and rebuke sin, worldliness, disobedience. What is it you exhort? To do those things that the Lord has commanded us to do. Love your neighbors yourself. To love one another as Christ loved us that are in Christ. To be able to witness, be faithful to God's house, our prayer time, exhorting us to be separated from the world, exhorting us in so many areas of holiness. So, again, reprove, rebuke, exhort, and to do it long-suffering. Even if they never get it, you keep preaching. And doctrine, it's always the word of God. Then he goes on in verse 3, he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. I believe that we're in that day. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Now they want to scratch it. They want you to feel good. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Oh yes, nice little stories that make us feel good. And so here they're told to preach the word. They're told how to preach it. And even if they don't endure it, you cannot go back on preaching the word as it is to men as they are. Now, we have an example of that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. It says, at my first answer, no man stood with me. All men forsook me. I pray God that it be not laid to their charge. Wow. It may not be laid to their charge. When your pastor is standing, when a preacher is standing, and he's naming sin, and he's calling right, right, and wrong, wrong, he's preaching the word, don't be afraid to stand with him. Here, the apostle's praying that it would not be laid to their charge for not standing. In other words, it is a sin to not stand with them. That's what the charge is about. But then he goes on in verse 17, says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. See, it in season or out of season, when they're not standing with you, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Oh, yes, it's a little bit easier to preach the word and to name sin and call right, right. But even when it's easier, even when the people are behind you, It must be God who is with you preaching the word. It must be God with you who gives that personal witness. It must be God with you that is your strength. And we see here, he preached even though everyone was against him. So, that shows us, as a real preacher, of course, we are to preach the word. A preacher is to preach God's word as it is to men as they are. The fear of man, Proverbs tells us, brings a snare. So they fear to teach the truth. I feel that those who are now calling their song leaders worship leaders instead of song leaders. By the way, that is an offense to the Holy Spirit, who is the true worship leader in the church. He's the worship leader in spirit and in truth, which is the way we're to worship God. But if there's a position of the one that is used to lead the church in worship, that's the pastor. Now, the Holy Spirit is actually it, and he does it through the pastor. Now, some of the people that are doing that today are the same people who spoke against men like Rick Warren some time ago. Well, I think they now owe him a public apology, as well as to the ones to whom they preached in the past, for their being given to change. That's what the apology means to be about. They are people given to change, which you want to kind of Google in your King James, given to change. Just put given to change in there and look it up and see what the Bible says about people that are given to change. Now, I believe that the spirit of the age has captured these kind of people instead of the spirit of Christ. There is a fear of taking the abuse of all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. See, today, too many are positive-only preachers and are recommending books not by fundamentalists, rather by new evangelicals. I have looked over the subjects of which they write, and I have not found one yet that can be said, well, this kind of book is not found in sort of the Lord publications on this Bible subject or other fundamental publication. But now, it won't say the same thing as theirs, because the difference is that the fundamental ones will tell you what the word actually says. And see, they try to justify the flesh to accomplish the work of the Lord. And Jeremiah 17:5 tells us that cursed is the man that uses the flesh in order to accomplish that work. God calls him cursed. He doesn't want to use the flesh to accomplish the work of God. And so the positive-only sermons, with addressing only safe sins to address. For example, well, drug overdose, let's attack that. Abortion, let's attack that. Now, the biggest problem I see is they are applying liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit. See, when I got saved, I got liberty from the flesh not to exercise and fulfill the lust of the flesh. I was freed from the power of the flesh. You see, that's the problem today with hireling. Now, I had one of those, you know, people text you today and email and say, LOL. First time I saw that, I thought it meant lots of love, because that's what it meant the first time I read it when I was a teenager. But now it means laughing out loud. But when one of those preachers said he uses worship leaders because people understand it, and it is easier than advertising, the guy that stands in front of everyone and starts the singing. Well, my reply to that one, in my 66 years of life, I've not found anyone, saved or unsaved, who did not understand the term song leader. But if I come across one, I will do the same as when I explain what it means to be saved. I'll explain what a song leader means. But I've not had to do that yet. Now, Jesus set the example in John chapter 7, verse 7. And I don't believe that Jesus is a bad example to follow, do you? when he said to his brethren, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works," the word works is plural, "the works thereof are evil." In other words, in that he used the plural, he was saying he just didn't preach against one sin, he preached against several sins. And he said they're evil. And he named them. When it involved those new evangelical Pharisees who tried to amend the Ten Commandments, he wasted no words in Matthew 23. He called them whited sepulchers and hypocrites and serpents and vipers. Boy, I tell you what, those were the words of Jesus when he preached about those people. I know how churches are. I may only speak once, but I will not go to those churches and hold anything back of which the Holy Spirit of God shows me needs to be addressed, whether it's exhortation or rebuke. Now, I, as you, who have had those folks who invoke Romans chapter 14, and they talk about the liberty to eat meat, and that it's sin to one person, it's not to another. But when I point out to them that meat is not a moral issue, they start going to pieces about it. Too many just simply lack discernment. Now, I would like to see in each Christian college, especially our fundamental colleges, I would like to see in each and every fundamental Baptist Christian college a course on holiness to be required of every student for at least one semester, and for every preacher boy, at least two semesters. Now, I heard one preacher say, "Unless the Bible makes a solid statement about it, it's not sin." And he used drunkenness as an example, as opposed to social drinking. So my answer was, well then, what about social use of meth? What about a social use of marijuana, which I'm afraid pretty soon we're going to see that casual marijuana is going to be something just like social drinking is among some of these so-called Christians. As you, I've told this evangelist, I too have had men say all things to all men that I might all by all means save some. So I asked them, is that okayed strip clubs, terrorists, and alcoholics? I mean, if I become one of those, I can win them. Well, they could not see that Paul did not do anything that would be an offense to the Jew, like he would not eat a ham sandwich in front of a Jew, or to the Greek. They seek wisdom. And you see the address of Paul at Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17. And even with the Romans, he addressed Felix as most noble Felix. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.